This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to Pete for the update. We're Grant and Danny. Welcome back. 106.7 The Fan at 12:18. Kirk Cousins told us on the show yesterday he's playing the best football of his career and it's not close. Is he correct? On the Blitz, we'll talk Redskins. We'll get into the Caps after a bad loss last night. And we'll break down the Wizards with our buddy Nick Ashew as well. All coming up, jam-packed into this one segment. Quick note, though, on what Pete was just telling you. So Spencer Long's out for the year, which means Chase Roullier starts at center. Except that Jay Gruden just said that Chase Roullier's hand injury could keep him out of the game on Thursday. And so Tony Bergstrom would start at center if neither of those guys is available. What are we doing here, Harry?
What a disaster. I mean, if this wasn't a team I love so much, I would laugh at this. I would laugh. I would chuckle. I would guffaw. It's not funny, though. It's sad. It's awful. It stinks. As Kirk Cousins said about the call the other day that went against him, it's people's livelihoods. No one's going to remember at the end of the year that, yeah, we played several games that we had to have without offensive linemen that were any good. I mean, what is going on?
I worry when it's the center, not only about the exchange on, I don't know, every single snap. I worry about the exchange on shotgun when you're, as often as they are, going empty, going gun, getting the snap, getting the ball out in rhythm.
I worry about all of it.
It takes one disaster. It takes one ball over a quarterback's head, one ball wide of the quarterback. Hasn't happened all year long. But for a team that invents new and creative ways to suffer catastrophes and collapses and all kinds of issues, that would certainly take the cake. Please, Chase Roullier, who played pretty well last week.
Come on, cousin.
Be okay. Danny's cousin needs to go. Who thought we'd be saying that this season? Let's kick off the Blitz with some hoops. Nick Ashew covers the NBA, covers the Wiz, NBC Sports Washington's digital team. I saw him looking so svelte, just good looking yesterday.
Wearing a black shirt today.
You really made that. You're bringing the bit over there now, which I find interesting. You're starting to make it spread.
Well, I feel bad. There's guys like Dan Martin just sitting next to you all day long who have to see you occasionally out of their periphery, and they've got to still focus and get things done.
Can you just wear some unflattering sideways stripes and tussle your hair a little bit to come back to the field?
You should see me early in the morning, and then that's usually what it looks like.
I should see you
early in the morning. Giggity. Was the final last night for the Wizards, who beat the Bucks by 11. 23 points for Bradley Beal. John Wall only 15. He's just not quite himself. I thought Kelly Oubre was the best player on the fourth floor for the Wiz.
Yeah, Oubre's really developing into a nice player. This is what they wanted out of him when they drafted him. People forget that, I mean, Oubre's only 21 years old. The guy's good defensively. He's long. He's somebody that you can go out there and depend on for a decent amount of offense, but not necessarily a go-to scorer right now. But I like the way that he's developing, and if you really had this opportunity for him to get that way last year, I mean, Bojan Bogdanovic kind of took away a lot of those minutes that would have helped with him. He might have already been this far along last season. And look, the Wizards are much better defensively now. I looked it up. 7 of the last 9 games since the loss to the Cavs, they've held an opponent under 100 points. They're now top 10 in the NBA in points allowed. They're 8th at just under 103 a game. Think about this. Just, a week and a half ago, we were talking about this, and it was, they can't defend anybody. They've completely turned things around right now.
I am 100% concerned. I feel like I'm the only one, and I always get made fun of for being concerned when there's no reason to be concerned. But I'm pretty sure there's a reason to be concerned this time, Nikolai.
Are you sure?
John Wall's knee. This missing games, this mysterious swelling, this, I'm not comfortable when it's cold out. It's a winter sport, dude. This knee thing is a saga that is going to continue.
It's because of the history of his, you know, early on in his career, he did deal with a lot of injuries. Yeah. And I think people forget that. I mean, John Wall, knock on wood, has been healthy recently. Bradley Beal and John Wall, both to start their careers, have had issues when it comes to injuries. As long as the team is being cautious, because remember, he sat out against Toronto and played against Milwaukee. That was the first back-to-back that they had this season. So it was a little bit of a precautionary thing where let's make sure we don't put too much stress on it this early in the season. I hope you're wrong, because I know you like to panic over a lot of things when it comes to like company email and really anything in general. So
that's right.
I'm hoping that's just you overreacting. But you're right. I mean, the history of John Wall makes you think, please don't be more than what it is, because we know when this team is healthy how good
right
they can be.
But he doesn't look explosive right
now. Well,
he
definitely didn't look good last night. You could tell, and he talked about how it's harder for him to warm up and it's taken a little bit of time. But I'm definitely hoping that you're wrong with this, but you're not crazy to be at least a little bit worried with it.
Nick, you look great today.
Thank you. So do you guys. Your beards look fantastic, by the way.
Not as good as yours.
Oh, well, this is just lovely. I like coming in here. You guys say nice things about me.
You smell good.
You stroke my ego. It's good.
We do.
Yep. Yeah, giggity giggity.
Okay. Let's talk some football.
That's when it got weird right then.
Yep.
I was thinking what you were thinking. Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us now. Miguel, thanks for joining us. I don't know who kept picking you up, but it doesn't matter anymore, so let's just chat with you. Spencer Long to the injured reserve. What's going on here?
Yeah, I was fully prepared to give my update to a hip-hop and or R&B station. I think they would have appreciated
actually,
a little Redskins
this is what I care about more. What happened when you got picked up?
Yeah, so, I mean, I got transferred. I heard the beep, and usually that's when I hear you guys in the show. But instead, I heard two voices talking. And I said, hey, and there was kind of some confusion, and somebody said, oh, he's supposed to be on WJFK. Unfortunately, I was dropped before I could get to the bottom of where I was on the radio dial, but it was not 106.7.
That's real interesting.
That's real interesting. I hope we can
It was not a Spanish language station, and I would not have been prepared for that had it been. I was hoping maybe classic rock, something like that. That would have been a nice afternoon touch, certainly.
Well, I think what we should do in the 1 o'clock hour is post a mumble rap guy that's calling into PGC, and then with the same stupid tambourine Casio keyboard track that masks for popular music these days. Miguel, will they have an offensive line assembled? No Spencer Long. This looks like a disaster in waiting to me.
Trent Williams hanging on by a thread, obviously. He's been fine, but he hasn't been himself. Certainly hasn't been his Pro Bowl caliber player. Morgan Moses playing through pain, man. The hits just keep coming. And, you know, when the book is written on this season, you know, the only the wins matter crowd will tell you they didn't make the playoffs. And I think people who appreciate a little bit more nuance in their football analysis might tell you they played a very hard schedule, played very good football, and were just completely doomed by these injuries and everything else. I think there's room for that perspective in this discussion.
Certainly is. Kirk Cousins told us he thinks he's playing the best football of his career, and it's not close yesterday. Do you agree with him?
He was fantastic against the Saints. I don't know that I fully agree with him because I've seen him play some pretty good football games. Last year against the Packers on Sunday Night Football comes to mind. He certainly had some games over the years where you say, that's the guy, lock him up right now. Send Dan Snyder down from the owner's booth with the contract. And, you know, he certainly had games to the contrary where you say, my goodness, why was this guy even starting, let alone making a starting salary? So, the Saints game was one of those days. He was fantastic. He was on. Everything was clicking. Now you just watch for him to string that together. That's part of the progression of a quarterback. Great, you did it. Now do it again, and do it again on a short week against a division rival. So next test is always close behind, but if he could string together 3, 4, 5 of those, that's a head-turning moment.
Michael, appreciate the time. As always, we're going to transfer you now to 94.7 so that you can talk Taylor Swift and her latest opus against Katy Perry. So stay on hold, buddy. We'll get you sorted out.
Fantastic.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. As always, let's talk puck, Tommy. Double J, Jackson Jeffcoat Reagan covers the Washington Capitals for NBC Sports Washington. JJ, ew, what the hell went on last night? What's going on with this club?
There's a lot of inconsistency going on with this team right now. I think part of it has to do with energy, how energized they are coming out of the games. We saw in the two-game road trip, there was no energy to start those games. The first periods were terrible. They went down 2-0, and it was bad on from there. And then they came home. The crowd's behind them. They come out with a little more juice, against Minnesota at least, and they're able to take the 1-0 lead, take the 2-1 lead, and then go on from there. Last night, they came out again. They were with the crowd. The crowd was with them, took the 1-0 lead. And then that one goal with the bad defensive lapse, I think sort of took the wind out of their sails a little bit, and you saw the energy sort of decrease as the game went along. So, I mean, this is a team that needs to start well. I think last night was the first game all season where they lost in regulation after scoring the first goal. So there's definitely something to how they start games and how much energy they feel at the start of games.
JJ, power play seems broken, or at least last night wasn't working, and penalty kill, gave up two goals. They took five penalties. What's their bigger problem on special teams?
Well, not only did they give up two goals on the penalty kill, but Calgary got another goal 1 second after a penalty expired. So you pretty much count that as another power play goal for them. The biggest problem, I think, is the power play. I know the penalty kill numbers aren't great, but we've seen a lot of times this season where, in critical moments, the penalty kill follows through. Last night, they played the worst penalty kill team in the league. Calgary had the worst penalty kill in the league. They had three opportunities, and they couldn't get any goals. They were outscored on special teams 2-0. That, to me, is a bigger concern. They're using their second unit a lot more than they used to, but their second unit isn't producing on the power play at all. They really got to, if they're going to use that second unit, they're going to have to produce. But right now, the bigger concern is that the top unit isn't producing either. I know TJ Oshie has been great. He's got 7 power play goals. Right now, I would ride with them. I would play them a minute 30, a minute 45 every power play, and just because I'm not getting anything out of that second unit.
John Bones Jones Reagan. Appreciate the time as always, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See you, man.
Appreciate you. There's JJ Reagan. Check him out, NBC Sports Washington. Next, what Kirk Cousins told us about playing much better this year than he has at any point, and whether or not we agree. You're listening to The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.